Hi, welcome to the Audiobook Reviews podcast. And today I've made an instruction tutorial on how to use the Kindle app to listen to a book that's not in audiobook format. And I actually recorded this earlier, but I wanted to throw in my little dill here for Audible. And if you want to get a free audiobook and a free trial, head on over to audibletrial.com/oddrevpod. And if you go there, you can get a 30-day trial and a free audiobook and that'll be great. It would help me out. And now I'll start the tutorial, which I actually recorded earlier, so it might sound like I'm starting over again, but here it is. Hello again, and welcome to the Audiobook Reviews Podcast, and this time I'm going to do something a little different. It's more of an instruction manual, or whatever you want to call it, not really a manual, but because you're listening to it. But I wanted to, because this has come up for me a few times, I've wanted to really read a book and didn't have it in audiobook format, and I found there's a way you can do it using the Kindle app, if you can find the Kindle version, that is. And you need at least an iPhone 5 or later. I do not know if there's any other way to do this on anything other than an iPhone. Okay, so what you'll need is an iPhone 5 or later, 5 or 6, I guess, and the Kindle app. So you got to go to your app store on your phone and get the Kindle app if you don't already have it. And you got to have an Amazon account. And you go to Amazon, buy the book you want. And then you buy the book that you want from Amazon with your account. And then you open your Kindle app and put your account information in there, and then it should download automatically to your iPhone. And once you have the book on your iPhone, what you'll want to do is you got to get some things set before you turn on the voiceover commands. You're using the voiceover I kind of think it's part of Siri, at least when she's speaking, it sounds like Siri, just that robotic voice. But you really need to get these things set first before you start the voiceover. Because once you turn the voiceover on, it's really hard to navigate. It's really hard to do anything with the phone. And first thing you want to do is lock your screen. So you swipe up from the bottom, that menu comes up with the flashlight and everything. And on the right side, just click the lock button so your screen doesn't rotate. If you don't do this, what'll happen is as it's reading to you, if the phone turns at all, it'll rotate to the side and it'll stop the reading and just say phone rotated or whatever it says. So you have to lock it unless you can keep your phone straight up and down no matter what, if you got some kind of cradle or something to put it in. But I found it works best if you lock it. And then the other thing you need to do is you need to open your Kindle app up and open the book up and get to the page where you want to start, whether it's like the introduction or where you want to start reading the book from, so it's ready to go, as if you were going to read the book in your hand instead of listen to it on your iPhone. You got to get to that point because, like I say, once you turn the voiceover on, it's really hard to navigate and do things in the iPhone. So you get that set. You can close the app. That doesn't really matter. Actually, I think it works better to close the app. I don't know why. So what you'll want to do is, like I say, it's really hard to navigate. So you can go into your settings and turn on voiceover in your settings, and then you got to navigate back to the Kindle app. Well, you can do the double click of the button, and if the Kindle app was recently opened, then it'll be there. But here's what I found, because it's really hard to navigate, and it's easier to just get used to it and use it this way. What you need to do is just use the Siri. So hold the button down for the long press, and you know, Siri asks you what she can do for you or whatever she says, and just say, turn on voiceover. And she should say, okay, I've turned on voiceover. And then you click out of that and double click back. So you go get to the Kindle app. As soon as you open the Kindle app, what you need to do is it'll actually tell you some things, and I don't remember what they are, but one of them, it'll say, swipe two fingers for continuous reading. And that's what you need to do. You need to use both your fingers and swipe down, and it should start continuously reading. Now, if you receive a text or something, it'll actually start reading the text message. So if you don't want to be interrupted with texts and phone calls, I guess you could turn on like the airplane mode, because it is kind of a pain in the butt turning it off and on. If you receive a phone call, you're going to need to either know how to use the voiceover when it's in voiceover mode, or you've got to get out of voiceover to answer the call. And the reason I say to use Siri to go into voiceover, so you should use Siri to get out of voiceover mode. So you just hold down the button for the long press again and say, turn off voiceover, and then it should turn it off, and then you'll be able to answer your call or return your text or whatever. If you're driving, don't be texting, just so you know. Anyway, I think that about covers it, and you just let it continuously read. Oh, you need to plug it into a charger. Have a cigarette lighter charger if you're in your car, because if you let the screen go dim or you let it go black, well, there's two things that'll happen. It'll stop reading and tell you that the screen went dim. And the other thing that could happen, this is what happened the first time when I did this. It got locked in this weird mode, and the screen was black, and I couldn't wake it up. I guess it has something to do with the voiceover having to double click or whatever. I think if that happens to you, just use Siri and turn it off. I think the first time I did it, I didn't know to use Siri, so I was trying to get back to the settings. And like I say, it works best to just use that long press and use Siri to get in and out of it. And so this is the instructions for listening to a non-audiobook, a Kindle book, as an audiobook. And it doesn't work great. I mean, she's that robotic voice, and oftentimes she pronounces things different. You know, it's the same spelling of a word, but a different pronunciation. She gets it wrong. And sometimes you have to really pay attention to get the detail of what the book is trying to say. You have to kind of be interpreting it as you go a little bit. It's not a terrible way to do it, and it gets the job done. But it's not perfect either, I guess. And with that, I'll end here. Thanks for listening to this little tutorial. Hopefully it's helpful to some people. Check out my audiobook reviews at audiobookreviewpodcast.com, and have a good one.